This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody, and
we're live
to the Legacy Leadership Show.
All right, good. Adrian kept tapping me. I couldn't figure out what it was. Thought that's a very affectionate son I have. Welcome to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with the great Eric Worre. I was looking at the wrong clock. Eric, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
We've never been better. Man alive, it looked like you had an event and a half last week. I was actually in the vicinity, and people were calling me saying it is pandemonium at Eric's house. There are so many top earners pumped about network marketing and where it's going that we thought we'd try to figure out what you thought the future of network marketing was and why you've got 1,000 people so pumped up.
Well, I don't know if it's 1,000 people, but we had 100 top leaders at the house anyway. Probably averaging about $1 million a year in network marketing commissions, talking about where we take this thing, because there's people who have a belief system that network marketing's struggling, that it's maybe even in trouble, and nothing could be further from the truth. Of course, you can imagine that into existence. You can decide to stop leading, and when you stop leading, bad things are going to happen to your organization, that's for sure. But kind of a strange thing happened in the middle of the pandemic. At the first 10 months of the pandemic, most people had some growth. Most people had some success. And then a whole bunch of bad habits kicked in. And over the course of the 2 years after that, it's like the field got very, very weak. They weren't developing themselves. They were having the leaders, the top earners do everything. Superstars do everything. So they started complaining about, social media has changed. This has changed. Regulatory, my company won't let me say anything. There's too much competition. There's too many distractions. A million things on the list. And they started, as a group, complaining to the leaders. And the leaders have felt that this is a little different because we're in the pandemic or post-pandemic right now. It feels different. But the list is actually the same as it's been for the last 35 years I've been involved. Couple small wrinkles, but not much different. And then those leaders, some of them overreacted and went to the companies and said, guys, we have a disaster on our hands and we have to do something. And some of the companies overreacted and started throwing promotions at it and contests, incentives, and two-for-ones and everything else, and squeezing the company's margin down to nothing. So created a very interesting scenario, kind of a downward spiral from a lack of leadership. But on the other side, the organizations that are providing great leadership are growing, are expanding, are having success on every level. And so ultimately, I just think the difference between success and failure, especially in the next 18 months, is going to be based upon the quality of leadership in the field, not the companies. The field leaders have to build belief in the companies so they don't overreact and they keep their margins right, and they have to transfer their belief, smash the limiting beliefs of the people on their team so they kind of stay focused. So that's kind of what's going on.
So the speed of the leader is the speed of the team. And I've heard you say, cut the company some slack. They are gasping. They're probably paying us too much as it goes right now. That was hard to hear.
100%. And,
they're doing their job. They're making the product, they're shipping the product, and they're paying on time. And we should take care of everything else and stop complaining and start leading, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing is speed of the leader. The other thing is belief of the leader. If the leader gets really, really, really strong and builds a culture around that belief system, it will radiate in all directions. And it'll go to the team, and the team won't be able to. Some of the leaders have had too much empathy for people's limiting beliefs. So everybody comes with their limiting belief, and the leader goes, oh, gosh, I'm sorry this is happening to you. And then they start commiserating with those people in their organizations. Guys go, yeah, we have to do something. This is terrible. And a million distractions show up, and all different things start to happen. And it's a bottom-up type of negative ripple effect, but I feel like the leaders are standing in the breach with field on one side, company on the other side, and their job is to lead by example, of course, but to have such strong belief that other people, the company and their field, their organizations borrow that belief until they believe strongly enough. But if the next 18 months is a big deal. It's no joke. It's days matter right now. Timing matters right now. A lot of people are, you know, a lot of organizations in the last 18 months are down 10-20%. And if they could fix it right now and flatten out and then get growth going again. But if they put their head in the sand, I'm telling you, it's going to be a tale of two cities the next 18 months. Best of times for some people and the worst of times for others, even inside the same companies. You're going to see so much volatility in the next 3 years. It's going to blow your mind inside of our profession.
So, Eric, as you're out there talking to these leaders, many of whom are really, really top leaders, you know, the people that you dream of being that person in this company, and even at that level, you're seeing this dichotomy where the belief is starting to fade in some of those cases, and that's part of what's going on here. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, it feels different because we had this global pandemic.
Yeah.
So everything, all the normal excuses now feels different. So because it feels different, it's making leaders question, am I doing the right thing? I'll give you an example. I have a dear friend who's part of our mastermind, making $1 million a year, $1 million plus. And she sent me a voice note and just said, I just got to be honest with you. I'm having a very difficult time recruiting right now because my systems, the stuff that I was doing that was working, is not working right now. So what do I do? I said, well, it's time for you to get stronger. You got to find out what is working. You got to go back to what was working pre-pandemic. You know what I mean? They're a very face-to-face company. In the pandemic, everybody swung over to technology. And there needs to be a swing back because technology will help you get to scale. But the stickiness is going to be the face-to-face, belly-to-belly, whenever you can, at least face-to-face using technology, whenever you can. So there's a swing back towards face-to-face again, and some people are dragging, you know, their feet kicking and screaming to go back there because they like pushing buttons in their pajamas at home. But, you know, we're always swinging the pendulum back and forth.
Yep.
Leaders struggle too.
Yep.
People are making 7 figures a year, have imposter syndrome all the time. I was talking with a gentleman last week who is making about $500,000 a month and has been building in network marketing for 9 years. Big $1 billion-plus company. And he feels like he has imposter syndrome. He's very, very nervous because he wants to, you know, go for the push to $1 million a month. But he's very, very nervous. Just strike lightning in a bottle the first time around, or can I do it again? He really wants to, but he's has a little crisis of self-worth. And there's a lot of top earners that are wondering, could I do it again? Should I do it again? You know, how would I do it?
So there's a rumor out there that if this go pro, you are going to be training like 90% of the time, and you are taking it back to basic 101, step on the gas pedal and get people back in the game. I am so for that. You know, you're such a global leader. You know, you got this guy from Iran. I can't pronounce his name, so I'm not going to.
Patrick Bet-David?
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I would rather come and watch you teach my people how to make a buck than listen to any of the hotshots that have made $100 million, because 90% of these people out there are afraid to start. And you, with your 7 steps, are the master at teaching them. And I'm thrilled that you're going back there. And thank you.
Well, I'll tell you why we made that decision. We have a 3-day event. And typically, we've all seen these events where there's a big picture with 500 faces on it. And this is a 1-day or a 2-day event. And 500 people are going to be speaking. And you know what it's like. It's like a dance recital. You know, there's every single person as their friends and family in the audience, and they're going up to get their 15 minutes, and everybody wants to be Tony Robbins, and there's no real kind of through line when it comes to learning. And, you know, look, I mean, we want to recognize excellence in tell different stories, for sure. But right now, I want to spend day one, 6 hours of training just on recruiting. Recruiting is the answer to a lot of problems that people have out there. A lot of people in network marketing are trying to hold on to their team instead of growing a new team. They're trying to just play defense instead of playing offense and focusing on growth, right? So, and I will say one other note. Quantity is the answer to just about all of your problems. Quantity of any income-producing activity, most people, if you're not succeeding the way you want to, you're not doing enough of it. It's doing it here and there, but it's not enough. You need more quantity. So day one is all about recruiting, teach you how to be a recruiting machine, 6 hours. Day two, I'm going to teach you how to focus on team building and duplication. And day three is about leadership and identifying future leaders on your team and helping them focus or become the leader that they should be. So about 6 hours a day from me. We got the Million Dollar Hall of Fame. We'll maybe have a couple panel discussions, but that's really going to be it for this time. Just get everybody focused on what they can do, how they can do it, prepare them to close this year strong and start 2024 with some momentum.
So, that is super exciting.
Yeah.
And I think all of you out there, you take a look at really who's moved the needle in your business over the years. And Eric's been doing this for a very, very long time. And I hear all the horse manure from everybody. The speakers are only there because they sold tickets. I've watched him put people on that stage for pure ability, charisma, skills, talent. And it's just such a, you know, I was thinking about that a lot this morning because there's a few things on this show I want to talk about. But one of them is by the stage. And that just makes me sick. Because you can't do it. Eric won't let that happen. Now,
let me respond to that, because part of that is a little bit true. Now, I would never say have somebody write me a check and say, come speak on stage. You got to write me a check. But we do want to have, we've always wanted to have a representation on the stage that reflects the groups that are in the audience. So it's kind of the other way around. Once we see the different companies that are reflected in our global audience, then we want to pick some people that we feel like are good ambassadors for that organization and give them some connections. So in the past, it has been a little bit tied to the audience, you know, regardless of how they got promoted there. We want to make sure that there's a little bit of representation for that.
Right, we got to take a quick break.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're on the Genesis Communication Network, 500 AM radio stations, and this Ted Anderson's let us be here for years. We can't thank him enough. We'll be back right after this with the great Eric Worre.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, Eric Worre, Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Good to have you here. We're going to talk about some touchy stuff in the next segment, but I'm trying to get you to understand that if you don't go to GoPro this year, you're crazy. Not kind of crazy, crazy. We have to get back to basics. Most of us are seeing our organizations joining four or five network marketing companies at once because they don't believe in our leadership. Most, you see everybody doing all these affiliate programs and everybody's just running amok. And we want to bring everybody back to the main thing, being the main thing, not be destructive, be distracted and lead from the front. And I think you're the master of that, Eric. You and Marina are absolutely the gold standard in that. And we're going to talk about that after the break about how that really looks going forward in the rest of this year and forward on, because this industry deserves to be around. And thank you for the stand you've been over the years anyway. And keep up the great work.
You're very welcome. I promise I will.
What do you think of that?
So, Eric, you know, I was thinking about this, and we had a conversation in Las Vegas back in July, and I've seen how deeply you have been thinking about, and you know, like there's so much that has gone into this message in this moment, and you talked about leaders struggling with belief, you know, what's going on in the profession, and one of the things that comes up sometimes is that, you know, my company is going the wrong direction, and I'm going, man, can I in good conscience put a leader, you know, go recruit some big leader into this thing when I don't know if they're going to be successful, because I don't know if my company is going to be successful anymore. And so talk about whether somebody's at the top of the comp plan or the bottom. Do you still believe that a leader can turn the ship just by raising their belief and their momentum, their organization, even against the grain of what might be happening elsewhere in the company?
Well, I mean, yes, but a qualified yes.
Okay.
You have to believe and be convinced that the company will stand the test of time, that they'll continue to ship products, that they'll continue to pay compensation, they'll continue to pivot, adapt, get creative, because apathy is going to get punished in the next 3 years. And innovation, not total throw every, all the fundamentals out, but innovation is going to be rewarded in the next 3 years for sure. But I will tell you, there's a number of different things that are happening that will impact what you do inside of your company. If your company is going through, they've had momentum and they're going through a correction, and that's the way I would call it. It's like a stock that's run too hot for too high. It's got to make a correction because your leadership hasn't grown up to that level yet. If you have confidence in your company, if you believe in your company, if you think they're going to be around for a long time, then 100% you can grow while other people inside of your organization are declining. You can gain market share. You can be a dominant partner with the company that they can count on and they can believe in. Now, if you don't feel confident that they're going to be around, it's a different conversation. Because recently there's been a bit of a problem, and I call it a race to the bottom. And the race to the bottom is this. Our company pays out 40%. No, our company pays out 45%. Our company pays out 50. Oh, yeah? Well, 55%. 60, 65. Do I hear 70? And pretty soon, everybody feels like they have to compete against somebody across the street that has a business model that is entirely broken. They have no margin. They have no ability to grow, no ability to innovate in products, no ability to invest in the future. They can't expand because they're feel like they have to compete and they race to the bottom. It's literally death by success. And the more successful they are, the faster they're going to die. So the margins have got to be better. There's a partnership between the consumer, the seller, the field leader, and the company. And you have to have a discussion, say what's in the best interest of all four parties in order to have a responsible compensation structure that will take you into the future. Because the days of lazy products are over. If you keep those margins, guess what? The products have to be overpriced and they have to be under quality. So if you want to increase the quality and have a competitive price, then you're going to have a partnership conversation and trade retention and longevity for short-term, you know, burst of sales and growth and momentum. I mean, you can have cocaine all you like, but eventually you got to eat vegetables. You know, eventually you got to like have a balanced diet. You can't just live on caffeine all the time. And some of these companies have overreacted and they've thrown so much promo at the field that the field won't even act based upon the compensation plan unless there's an extra promo. The compensation plans are already so rich that you should have a culture that acts regardless.
That's so right on. And you're right. You know, what ends up happening is that there's this vicious cycle that gets created where you train your people to wait for the next big promo. And that's a very, very tough place to live.
Leaders are responsible for this.
Yeah.
Leaders have to set the culture. Leaders have to show the value of the compensation plan without a promo.
Exactly.
Leaders have to get people to drive when there isn't an incentive trip and there's not a contest.
Exactly right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Go to GoPro2023.com on the break.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. sirens are now sounding near Tel Aviv. In the last hour, Secretary of State Blinken meeting with leaders of Saudi Arabia in Riyadh.
It's vitally important, and I know that our countries agree, that we work together to make sure that, to the best of our ability, this conflict does not spread.
The Biden administration urging Israel to delay ground raids until there is safe passage for Palestinians looking to leave Gaza. Meanwhile, members of the Israeli military searching for the hostages snatched by Hamas terrorists last Saturday at that festival. Terrorists there shooting Jewish people in the head, raping women, and taking hostages. At a nearby kibbutz, babies beheaded. To Capitol Hill now, where there is still no House Speaker this Saturday. Republicans nominating Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on Friday. They took a vote, but he is still short of the 217 he needs. A vote could happen Monday night at the earliest. This is USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. All right, we're pulling the elephant out of the refrigerator right now. I'll never forget. Many, many years ago, I got caught up in the tulip frenzy, and they the tulips were going to be
the actual worried. Tulip.
Oh, back in Amsterdam
when he was a wee boy in the early 1500s.
Oh, they had the tulips. And then I got hooked up in the dinar, and then I got then all this stuff, you know. And then I got hooked into a kid named Peyton Peterson walked in my office and said, I'm building your website, but you need to buy this stuff called Bitcoin at about $1,300 a coin. I bought a little bit of it because I was an idiot. All of a sudden it ran up and I made like $100 and sold it all because it was a miracle. And he told me not to sell it, so I'm still pissed off at him. And then all through the years it's gone on and on. And whenever anybody says buy anything, I usually buy it. Because I'm an idiot, number one. I try to do more due diligence now, but I never blame anybody because I'm an idiot. I just, you know, it's my money, and if I, and I've got rules, if I double my money, I always sell half, so I'm playing on the house's money. It's a hard rule. As greedy as I want to be, if it goes down 50%, I peel it unless I'm really in love, and then I double back up. But I've got rules for my investing. And so in your life, you and your family got really, really excited about this crazy investment, and you told your little boy Dominic about it, and a lot of people, a lot of relatives of yours, and you guys, everybody bought it, and the next thing you know, everybody's making major money, and the bandwagon started piling on, and here you are today with people saying you knew it was a scam all the time. I don't believe that. Tell us a story.
Yeah, well, here's the story. You're talking about Traders Domain and all of the stuff that's kind of raced through the network marketing community. Mike Sims has been a friend of mine for 20 years. Trained him, you know, he was in the field and I was a trainer for a long time ago. Maybe 30 years, could be longer. But for probably the past 5-6 years, he's saying, hey, Eric, I've started this fund. It's doing really well. You know, throw in $100,000 or something. See what happens. So I'm like, nah. I'm good. And then, like, gosh, a little over 2 years ago, then Jesse Lee Ward, we got in the conversation with Mike. She said, oh, I've been investing with him for 6 years. I'm crushing it. Like, what? Really? He said, yeah, and the results are huge lately. And then mentioned, I think, Stormy. And so I called Stormy and said, what's happening with you? Yeah, I put some money in and it's grown, like, you know. And withdrawals are good and everything's good. I'm like, huh. So I call up Mike, and almost 2 years to the day, it might be to the day, I put my first money in. Then I put some in the first part of November. And, you know, the returns were good. I talked to the trader and talked with Mike. And, you know, I talked to people inside the profession and said, you know, this guy looks like he's doing, you know, doing real trades and looks like things are happening the way they're supposed to happen. And, but their whole pitch was they take 50% of the profit, and they take that and they 50% to the investor. So, okay. So I test out the withdrawal. Things work, all that stuff. So, yeah, my family did get involved, you know, kids and grandkids and, you know, brothers, sisters, all of that stuff. And then so people started hearing about it inside of our mastermind. So Mike talked to them and said, you know, hey, here's the deal. And I told him the same thing. I'm not an investment advisor. Don't follow my advice. You know, get your own counsel. You know, this is a high risk situation. And if you have some high risk money that you're willing to put at risk, then go ahead and consider it. But I'm just letting you know what I'm doing. I'm not recommending anything. So some people did get involved, and, you know, for gosh, you know, 9 months or so, everything's fine. And then, you know, about August of last year, there was some delays, and then it turned into some other stuff, and then it turned into different stories. And I think they're trying to set a record now for how many weeks they can say, you know, next week we expect good things. But they're still communicating all this stuff. And in that period of time, they got investigated, and CFTC got involved, and all these different things. So my money's locked up in there. My family's money's locked up in there. You know, we're hopeful that there'll be a resolution at some point, but it doesn't feel super optimistic, you know, from at least my point of view. I try and get as much information as I can from whoever I can get it from. But, and one other thing, during that time, do I have any time before we have to go to commercial?
No, you're good.
We've got plenty of time.
Yeah. During that time, I start hearing about, you know, cause I got connected through Mike's fund as a feeder fund, and this was one of his strategies. And I started hearing about this other person and this other person and this other person. And this person has a way in and you can maybe get 60%, and this person has a way in and you can maybe get 70%. I'm like, what? Like, this is starting to sound weird, you know? So like I thought there was just one fund going into one trading thing. Now I'm, you know, people are calling saying, you know, hey, I can get you a better percentage. I'm like, what is going on? So it started to feel weird, started to feel funky. You know, and about the time all these people felt like they had an in to this trader or something. But people were saying, you could get paid, Eric, if you want. You can get paid an override on whatever money that you raise. And I talked to my attorney. He said, no, don't touch any of that. Don't approach any of that. So I've never made a nickel, never asked to make a nickel off of any single person's investment, including my family's. I just wanted to return on my own investment. So that's basically the story, and we're hoping, but, I'm grateful for my life and not hopeful for my money. I'll just say it that way.
Yeah. And there was no global conspiracy to fleece the flock. And that's what,
we don't know that. We don't know yet the truth behind the whole trading situation, where the money is, what's going on with it. We don't know the answers to those questions. But I'm truly just an investor like anybody else was in that situation. And in the past 2 years, I've had two different situations where seven figures, one with Traders Domain, another one was with another fund, that literally the day my money hit their account, It went in 100 different directions. I got called from the Alabama Securities Commission saying, we think you've been a victim of fraud. Do you know any of these people? Because here's where your money went. Here. And it was supposed to go, you know, into a fund to be traded, and it wasn't. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, again, here we are as entrepreneurs, you know, jumping at high risk stuff. Because it's part of our entrepreneurial nature. But, I'm with all of this, I'm an investor just like anybody else. And I'm in line just like anybody else. And I'm not involved in any other way.
I wanted you guys all to hear that because I believe that to be true. Eric, I mean, I've known him a long time. And, of course, he wants to make money. He's got a very, very, very big lifestyle. And I know how committed he is to it. And I know how much it costs him to do it. He's got to figure out revenue streams. We all do. And there's no way in the world to have a crystal ball. What I know I'm good at is probably relationships, maybe not even network marketing. But I'll tell you one thing right now. I am squeezing it all back to what I'm good at. And everything else is just over there. If it's working for me, that's fine. But I'm telling you, I love you, and I want to just to get everybody to understand out there. You guys,
there might be a few people that out there. Nobody said anything to me about any of that, but there might be some people assuming, making some assumptions that somehow I was involved. Not at all. And I don't feel like anybody should feel a need to defend me at all. I'm an investor. I'm dealing with the consequences of my family, you know, being in a situation that, you know, now I'm able to help, which is good, you know, because some of them went a little overboard because they were so excited about this. But there's been a lot of distractions. Like, that's been one distraction in network marketing. Another distraction is everybody's a coach, everybody's a trainer, everybody's a, you know, affiliate to sell hair extensions or press-on nails or something. And it's created all these different distractions inside of the organization that is having, you got to pay attention to unintended consequences in every direction. And there's unintended consequences from any distraction that leaders, we all have to be aware of.
So the company's trying to stem this and basically hold their distributors in the corral where they're not allowed to do any of that stuff. What do you think about that?
Well, here's what I would tell you. There are unintended consequences are a big thing. I'm working with one leader right now that probably has and teaches people to become coaches. Become a coach on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, on influencer marketing, on mindset, whatever. And has probably 100 of those coaches inside the team. And so now they've got hustle money over here, and they have high quality money in their network marketing business. Well, there's unintended consequences from that, because when the network marketing business is a little bit rocky, they just lean into their coaching thing a little bit more, and they walk away from their residual, and it becomes a downward spiral on their residual side. Second unintended consequences, once they start selling this, they're saying, what else can I sell? And it's like bringing a Trojan horse into your organization, and there's all these different companies that'll go and say, you can be an affiliate for this, and you can sell that. And because they're not paying commissions, they can pay direct affiliate revenue that's pretty significant. So now they're over here hustling every minute. And the third unintended consequence is people in the downline think, if I can't do that, then I can't be a leader and I can't succeed because I'm not that influential. So all of those unintended consequences, and that's not even the end of them, show what happens when you bring a distraction like that into the organization versus just focusing on your high quality income. And people misunderstand this multiple streams of income thing. You can how many streams of income can you create inside your network marketing business? How many ways do you get paid in your compensation plan? Every one of those is a stream of income. Okay? How many ways can you help other people become leaders? And then what can you could take your earned income from network marketing and invest it wisely the best way you can so it starts to grow, whether it's real estate or stocks or, you know, private placements or small businesses or whatever, that can provide you with passive income streams in addition to your network marketing kind of high quality income stream. So that's what I tell people. Show me somebody who has 15 different companies with 15 different topics and 15 different themes, and I'll show you somebody who's miserable and wants to get rid of 14 of them.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Robert Kiyosaki, I was talking to him last night in the middle of the night. The guy never sleeps. And, you know, he tells you to take your money and invest it in income-producing real estate. It used to be tax lien certificates, private placements, stuff like that, where it's doing the work while you're resting, but make the main thing the main thing. And all of you need to remember that. We're coming back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And we're back. Final segment. Eric Worre, unbelievable guy. I hope you're paying attention. I hope you get yourself back to basics. And he's got an event coming up called GoPro. And it is a drop in the bucket as far as expense goes. And you want to go to it. And, of course, you can level up and you can do all kinds of training after that. And he's going to charge you money for it. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. If you invest a dollar in something and you're going to get $10 worth of value out of it, do it. If you got a chance to invest $1,000 and you're getting $100,000 worth of value out of it, do it. So stop worrying about the price tag and worry about the man looking or woman looking back at you in the mirror and say, if I commit to spending this money, am I going to go all in or am I going to phone it in? And if I don't make it, blame somebody, because that's the way that goes. And just get that real with yourself and the party's going to change. Right, Eric?
Well, here's what I would tell people. If I agreed to train every single person on your team for 3 straight days on recruiting, duplication, and team building and leadership, if I was willing to do that for 3 straight days, 18 hours, and I was going to charge you and your team $197 for that training, how many people from your team could you – and if I came to your house too, I'll do it in your house. How many people would you have show up? Hopefully it would be a big number.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're for $197, you get 3 days of training live broadcast from our studio here. It's going to be awesome. And I will tell you, it is a return to fundamentals on one side, Tom, but it's innovation on the other side. You know, truth is old. You know, the principles are not going to change, but what's going to change is how we do them. There are things that were working 2 years ago, not working right now. There are things that were working 4 years ago, pre-pandemic, that are not working right now. There, you know, it's like people aren't going back to movie theaters, as an example. Some things have changed fundamentally and might not come back. So, like in the movie business, they got to have another strategy. They can't just hope people shows up at the AMC theater. There's a big enough star to get them to show up when they can just dump it into Netflix for big money or put it on Amazon Prime. It's changed, right? And our profession has changed, not the fundamentals, but how we do them. How do you lead today? How do you solve problems today? How do you pivot and make adjustments today? How do you create systems within your organization that are your secret weapon that causes people to have more success? Us as leaders, our job is to get people to do a little bit more than they would have done without us, right? Keep them close to the fire until they make a decision and equip them. Ultimately, the best trained team wins. So GoPro is really an and. It's not an or. You know, I have this or I can do that. You can do whatever you're doing and GoPro, because it's not going to be conflicting with anything that you have going on. I've got a very unique view of what's going on in network marketing right now. I see all the companies, what's working, what's not, who's declining, who's panicking, who's overreacting, who's growing at the same time in the same category. Some of you got bored with your products, but your prospect doesn't know anything about that. They'd still be excited if you were excited, but you got bored. So you've got to be a stronger leader right now. You know what I'm saying? So in this situation, in this time, leadership is going to be rewarded. apathy is going to be punished. I'm just telling you flat out. My challenge to everybody in network marketing following this, you want to lead in the next phase of network marketing growth, here's what I would ask you to do. Rebuild to your highest rank in your company that you've ever achieved, not using a single person from your existing team. Do that, and you'll smash every limiting belief inside of your company, inside of your organization. It'll be fun. You've got the experience now. You can use that experience to do it faster than you did before, and then document that whole journey. You do that. Rebuild to your highest rank, not counting any of your existing people, because frankly, most of your existing people have shown you who they are. You just need to believe them and go build a fresh new team, take them to the top, document the journey, and have that be your training. Have that the whole world follow you every single day doing real work in order to be able to create the results. So what I want to do at GoPro for 3 days for $197 is give you everything that I'm seeing. I've helped about 1,000 people make $1 million a year in this profession. I've helped tens of thousands make six figures. And I'm really committed to identifying the next generation. And that might be somebody that's been with their company for 15 years, but they decide to be the next generation today. They rip up the old page. They said, that was practice. Now I'm going to run. Watch me go. I'm committed to equipping as many people as possible. This GoPro to next GoPro, I will tell you a goal real quick. One of my goals is to have 1 million people attending GoPro 2024 live. And I have an exact plan to make it happen. So with that, we're going to make a major dent. So I will tell you one more thing. All of the leaders watching this, right now being loud, not being obnoxious, but being loud is going to be rewarded. You need to be loud right now. People need to know who you are. You need to work on your brand and not get distracted by it. Work on it and use it to get to build the belief inside of your group. Be loud. Help your company be loud, because a lot of people are going to be looking for a home in the next 18 months to 36 months. And you need to be on that list of people that they consider.
That is so cool. We've got Justin Prince next week.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's good. He's got fundamentals down pat. He was broke, then he basically listened to what you do and changed his life.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some fun with him next week. Eric, stick around. We're going to end the show here in about 10 seconds. But somebody sent me a text message that I'm not going to read on the air. I'm just going to punch him right in the face. So stick around.
Do it. Bring it.
The show is going to end here. Go to the link, GoPro2023.com, all you radio people, all 545 stations, GoPro2023.com. We'll see you all next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.